that they earmarked for this account, and when it's gone, it's gone. We got our share for the airport, so we expect to start our work with the Attorney General's office to frame up the contract, so when it is time to cut the check, we'll be ready.
So we've got the FAA money. We've got this 3.7 from that fund, that grant.
We don't have FAA money for the second 500.
There's no FAA money for the second 500.
For the second 500, but we've got, looking at the 1,000-foot, okay? I mean, there's mobilization and stuff that we're going to save from the first 500, which will save on the, no?
It'll be two separate projects.
Two separate, totally separate projects?
Will be done.
Okay, then.
Speaking of which, the first 500 feet, we're wrapping up design right now, going through the final documents. We'll have it out to bid next month, and we'll open bids May 18th for the first 500 feet. And we'll start construction on that this summer. What you'll see this year is just going to be taxiway work and obstruction removal. It won't affect the length of the runway at all. Next spring, you'll see a 300-foot reduction in the length of the runway. And we've been working with Pats and Garrett on how to get that 300 feet back occasionally, so Pats doesn't go out of business and, you know, NetJets can come in and go, come and go. So we're working on that. Right now, for the rest of this year, there's really nothing that's going to affect you on this other than seeing the equipment out there. Taxiway A, we have a pre-construction meeting tomorrow on Taxiway A, so I'll have the emails out to the people that are affected by that probably Friday, explaining what's going on there. We're still looking at mid-April to mid-May, milling and paving the taxiway, and then having that back in operation. At my request, the county is going to rebate a month's rent to the people in the hangars along Rudder Lane while they're out of the hangar. And so we'll be working on that part. After we get done with that, we're going to move into Taxiway B, which we've talked about before. That'll be repaved over the summer. We have a pre-bid meeting on Friday for that, so that's moving along. We'll have that out to bid. Well, it will be out to bid, I guess.
Yeah, it is out to bid as we speak.
Yeah. So that's moving along. You've seen the construction along Rudder Lane. That's to solve our drainage problem out there. We're finally going to drain Lake Thomas out here and take care of all that flooding that happens down by the state police. If you haven't seen the ditch that's out there, it's pretty impressive. It's probably 4 or 5 feet deep. But if you get a chance, go take a look at that. So that's moving along. That's on schedule. That'll be completed prior to Taxiway A being started, so we don't close off both ends of people's hangars. I've gotten a request from the Naval Academy parachuting team to use the airport for parachute drops on the weekends, mostly in the spring and fall. And we've approved that request. The drop zone will be in the grassy area between Taxiway A and the old jet sled track that's there. Probably start that in middle of April. They'd like to do one test weekend before we make any kind of public announcement about it, but it will give the public a chance to come out and watch them do that. These are all trained parachutists, all military, no civilian. Be the Naval Academy, and we also have a special operations unit from Maryland that would like to do the same thing. They'll use a C-23 most of the time, which is a shorts aircraft, so there's some extra fuel sales involved with that. And, you know, obviously they'll want to eat in the restaurant while they're here, so kind of a win-win. And you know, you'll see the NOTAMs and notices that will go out as we get a little bit closer to that. The last thing that's been going on, we're starting to hear some rumblings from like our local state representative and others about noise around the airport. And those of you that are involved with pilot groups and the other tenants here, if you kind of spread the word a little bit that we need to be a little bit better neighbors than maybe we've been. I got a phone call yesterday from a woman that lives in the Meadows at Georgetown. You know how witnesses